heavenly realm. And, realm means spiritual realities. Heavenly spiritual realities. I thank the Lord that we have spiritual realities that we can count on. And we sit in heavenly places. That's part of heaven we have on earth. But we want to go a little bit there, but we want to go a little bit, mostly probably, about the heaven we're going to go to in the end. I thank the Lord this morning that I have that hope in my heart of that heaven. And I thank the Lord for the song this morning. It gave me a boost of inspiration too. I thank the Lord that we can go to heaven in the end. And I know some say, you know, we go to paradise and then we go to heaven. But anyway, in the final end, we're going to be in heaven, okay? We're going to be there. And we're going to be with Jesus. And we're going to be with all His angels. We're going to be all the saints that were saved through the years. And it's going to be a wonderful thing. I tell my grandchildren lots of times, I say, well, when I'm not here anymore in this earth, and if you're still alive, you remember, you stay saved because you can meet me in heaven someday. You can be with me again. And, we believe that with all of our soul and with all of our heart this morning, that there is a home in heaven. And I just thank the Lord this morning for Jesus and His blood, that He saved us from sin, like we heard last night, to give us that hope of heaven. I'd like to start reading in Ephesians 1 and 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." You know, we've had so much of heaven here knowing the Lord. We've had a realm of heaven here on earth. In prayer, in song, in meetings, we get a glimpse of how wonderful it is to serve God. That there's going to be something even greater in the end. There's something we can look forward to of that heavenly home. And we need to keep our sight on that. Seek those things which are above, not things that's on the earth. And you know, God wants us to enjoy our life, but He wants us to think more about where we're going. More about that, okay? Because we want to enjoy this life, but we want to enjoy the heavenly life. We want to make it there because that lasts for eternity. Never, never ends. This life is only a few short years, but heaven is going to be forever and ever and ever. Ephesians 2 and 5 says, "Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Isn't it wonderful to be able to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Isn't that wonderful? Ephesians 3 and 14 says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." And we know that's the church of God. We just thank the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for His salvation. I want to talk a little bit today about angels, but first I want to read in Hebrews. And we want to make sure that we know that we extol God and the Father and Jesus Christ above angels, okay? But angels were created to be servants of God. They were created to be holy from the beginning. There's no evil angel in heaven, okay? There's no, can't be, because heaven is a holy, holy place without any sin. So any false doctrine about there was a bad angel and it kicked him out of heaven, that's ridiculous. There's no sin in heaven. There is no temptation in heaven. There's no devil there to tempt you in the first place. All angels were created to be servants of God, and they were created to be holy. It says we were made a little bit lower than the angels. Well, what's lower about us? It's our flesh. It's our flesh. But one time I was talking to the Lord about that. I said, "Lord, so many people are passing away. It seemed like at Guthrie, so many people are passing away." And I said, "It just seems like inside of me, I just feel like I'm going to live forever. And I just can't even comprehend dying. I just feel like I'm going to live forever. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you are. You can't die. Your spirit and soul cannot die. You have to have a home to go to. You have to have a place to go to. We want to go to the right place, right? We want to go to heaven. And so we were created a little bit lower than the angels. Jesus Christ, he came in the flesh a little bit lower for a period of time to taste the temptations, taste the trials for us so he could be our mediator, understand how to help us. But the angels look into, I have a scripture, they look into the gospel and they wonder about it because they've never understood. They never will completely understand what we go through in this world. My brother was saying, his trials of his grandchild, they're sick, and many different things we go through. We don't want to elaborate on all that, but we want to elaborate on how God can help us through these things. But you know, in Hebrews it says here, 1 and 2, it says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So where is Jesus? When he went up there in the first chapter of Acts, and the disciples, they were seeing him go up in the clouds. Remember, the angels appeared? The angels appeared and they said, this same Jesus, in Acts 1 and 10, and while they looked, while the people were looking, it said, when in the ninth verse, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, these were angels, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. So, you know, there again, there were some angels. If you start studying about angels, you will be maybe a little surprised how through all the Bible it talks about angels as ministering spirits, as messengers. And it's amazing. And, you know, we think sometimes, well, I hear some people say, we don't know a lot about heaven. Well, if you start studying the Bible about angels, you'll get a glimpse of heavenly beings, of what it's going to be like over there. And Hebrews, it goes on, it says here, who, in the third verse, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to my son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. So we want to make clear that we extol Jesus Christ and God way above angels. But angels are to be respected. And angels are to, because God created them to help us and to bless us and everything like that. And so we want to read this scripture over here in Hebrews 13:2. Do you know that there's times that we will entertain angels unawares? Do you know that there possibly could have been angels in your life that you didn't know was an angel? Why? Because they're going to look like you? They're going to be dressed maybe like you? God may appear, they might appear differently sometimes, but they may appear, you know, how could they be an angel unaware if they came in a big old white gown and all this glowing? Well, you'd know right away that was an angel. But if it's angels unaware, then it's got to be, the angel's going to look a lot like you. Dressed? It has to be that way if it's unaware. And I want to tell you a story here that's true in my life. But anyway, let's read this 13th chapter of Hebrews in the second verse. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. I remember when the angels came to Abraham there and he entertained them. when they were coming to tell him what was going to happen to Sodom and Gomorrah. And he made a feast for them, and they ate and all this. And then if you read a world there at Sodom and Gomorrah, how that those two angels came there, and Lot let them in the house, and he fixed a great feast for them. And they sat down and ate. And then the men that was trying to come in there, they smote those people with blindness. They have a power that God gives them that's supernatural. It's greater than our power. They can do things we can't do. We're limited in this flesh. And the only way that we could do a mighty power is if God gave it to us. Otherwise, we're limited. But we have access to God through prayer, and we have miracles working among us because God did it. It's not so much us that said, "You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." But the Lord does the healing. It's all the reason that God honors us only is because we are bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. We're saved. We're sanctified of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, and because we're going according to the Bible, it says call and we go when they call and God hears prayer. It's because we give God all the glory. We're just ministering servants. Anything that God does through us, it's the power of God. It's the Holy Spirit, like we heard last night. Without God, we're not much at all. Not much at all, are we? But when God elevates us to sit in heavenly places, and He blesses us, we are raised in this world to live. You know, I say the saints are the most wisest people in the world. They're the most wisest people. You could take someone that had a lot of college. I have nothing against college. I want to go to college. But I'm just saying a lot of college, a lot of straight A's or whatever, just perfect in wisdom in the world. But you know, if they're not saved and they're not sanctified and they don't know nothing about the truth, I say the little one among us that's saved and sanctified has greater wisdom than they do. This is the greatest wisdom, is to be saved. Yes, the saints are very wise to escape. There's a scripture that says, the way of life is above to the wise, to depart from hell beneath. I don't want to go to hell. And praise God, I'm not going to go by the grace of God. I never want to go there, and that's why I got saved. That's wisdom, isn't it? But it goes back to the scripture here. It says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Years ago, I'm going to tell the story that's true in my life. I believe I saw an angel. I believe an angel came and helped me. And the angel was an angel unaware at first because he was dressed like a person. I mean, he dressed with clothes on and he looked like a... Everything happened so fast, it almost reminded me he had a suit on or something. He was dressed very respectful. I remember respecting him so much. But I got my keys locked in the car, and I'll try to make it short as I can to go on with the Bible. But this is very important. But you know, we got our keys locked in the car. My mom and dad was with me. We were up in Oklahoma City. Actually, we were looking for, years ago, we were looking for a travel trailer to take to Monarch. And they were with me, and Jerry was home working. And I locked the keys accidentally. And I know my husband would have came and helped me out, but I didn't want to bother him. I knew he was busy. And we went into the store. I said, well, let's go in the store and see what we could do. And we talked about, well, we could call the police. Police could get a Slim Jim and help us get out, get the keys out. We're trying to think of different ones we could call on. And I said, you know what? I want to call on the Lord. I'm just going to call on the Lord. And I said, let's just have prayer right here. So we was in the store. And we didn't stand around the car. I mean, we didn't make a big scene about our keys being locked. And so we prayed. We had prayer. And I said, Mom, Dad, you stay here. I'm going back to the car. I don't know what I was planning on doing. But I just believed that God would help me. And when I got there, the angel was standing there. I believe as far as I can, I can't say 100%, okay? But I'm telling you the story and you judge. Man was standing there, and I was surprised. And he said, do you need to get the keys out of your car? And I remember saying, yes, sir. I just respected him. I mean, he was not dressed like you'd be in Walmart, you know? Like, he was really dressed nice. And I just said, you know, we don't go to Walmart with suit jackets or other things usually, right? But, I mean, he was dressed so, I just admired him. And I said, yes, sir. He said, do you need to get in your car? He didn't say very much. He said, do you need to get in your car? Get your keys out of your car, something like that. Do you need to get in your car and get your keys out of your car? I said, yes, sir. And he waved his hand. Now, Saints, I don't remember having anything in his hand. I just remember him kind of just touching the car, moving his hand on that car door. And when he did, it opened up. And I was so excited that I opened the door, grabbed my keys. Here I'm in Oklahoma City, you know, and I can't get in my car. I was excited. And I turned around to thank him and praise him. You know, most people, if they did you a favor, they hang around to hear that. You know, we like to be thanked. We like to be praised a little. He was gone. He had disappeared. I looked all over the parking lot. I don't even know how he could walk that fast and hide from me. He was gone. And I thought, where did he go? What do you think? Do you think he was an angel? It sounds like it, doesn't it? And I went back in the store and I was leaving my keys. Mom goes, how'd you get them? I said, as far as I know, I think an angel just visited me and got my keys out. They said, oh my, that's amazing. I said, well, let's go. Let's get back in the car. Praise his holy name. I thought about it so many times. But Lord, I don't feel really worthy. I don't even feel worthy that you would visit me and help me out and send an angel to help me, Lord. But Lord, I just thank you so much. And you know, there might have been other times in our life, Saints, that you weren't even aware that that person was an angel. Oh, I thank the Lord. The scripture says, you are going to entertain angels unaware. I love to look into the heavenly realm. You know, I want to think a little bit over here in Genesis. Genesis, Jacob. You know, Jacob and Esau, and he was Genesis 28. He felt pretty sad. His mom kind of got him into deceiving his dad, and then his brother hated him, and his brother wanted to kill him. And Jacob was running away. And, you know, he said he got out there into this land, in the 28th chapter of Genesis, and the 11th verse, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in that place to sleep. Jacob was in trouble. He was running away. His mom sent him away. How would you like to be sent away? And your brother wanted to kill you. He had stones for a pillow. Sounds to me like he wasn't very happy. But you know, it seems like sometimes in the hardest trials of our life, that's when God visits us. He comes and visits us. And this is what he did. He knew he needed help. He dreamed, he lay down and went to sleep. He dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel. Dear Saint, have you had a Bethel in your life? Have you had a time when the Lord just came in and visited you and you sat in a heavenly place? This is what Jacob was having that experience. I might not turn to everything. I have a lot of scriptures, but you know, Daniel, he was in the den of lions. How would you like to be in a den of lions? I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be in a den of lions. I would not want to be in a den of lions. But you know, Daniel, in the 6th chapter, an angel came and delivered Daniel. It says here, the king, you know, he was quite disturbed after he made that decree. He couldn't hardly sleep, and he was worried about Daniel. He wished he had done that, but he just couldn't know how he could get out of it. But when he came in the morning to talk to Daniel, he cried in the 20th verse of that chapter 6 of Daniel. When he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, and the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before his innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Oh, saints, that was a hard place for Daniel, being thrown in with lions. But God sent his angel. This is a heavenly realm. This is something supernatural. This is something spiritual reality. Saints, we can touch spiritual realities. It's true. It's not something make-believe. It's true. And we just want to encourage you this morning to think about that. Let's turn over here to Acts a little bit. You know, this is a wonderful story about Peter. Peter was in jail because of preaching the gospel in Acts 12, and the church was praying for him. And it says here in the fifth verse of the 12th chapter of Acts, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. I mean, it looked like there was just no way out for Peter. But God can do supernatural things. And so he sent an angel. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, then they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. They went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith then the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of Jews. And we know how he went and knocked on the door, and how Rhoda was so excited, She here they were praying for Peter to be delivered. Then she was astonished that it really happened. Isn't that the way we are sometimes in the flesh? We pray for things and it really happened. It really happened. But you know, this is another wonderful deliverance. I'd like to turn over here to Mark 12 and 25. What are we going to be like when we get to heaven? What's the Bible say we're going to be like? Are we going to have problems? Are we going to have tears? Are we going to have death anymore? Are we going to get married? Young girls and young boys, they want to get married. Okay, that's part of life. We get all excited about it. But, you know, there's going to be something better than that. And it says here, Acts 12 and 25, For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. Did you know someday you're going to be an angel? Rather know about angels then, rather be reading about it. That's what you're going to be. You stay saved and you live for God, you're going to be an angel. We're going to get to see each other again, and we're going to talk to each other, and we're going to be angels. Saints, you're going to be angels. The only difference between us If we can sing a song, the angels can't sing because they don't understand. We were in the flesh at one time, and we were changed. We were changed into an angel. They were created from the beginning to be angels. Oh, sometimes I think about how wonderful it's going to be. It's just going to be so wonderful. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has entered the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for them that love Him. We can try to imagine it, and I hope this morning it will get your mind thinking about it more. Just think it about more. Think about heaven. Think about where you're going. Think of how it's going to be so wonderful. We have a song, What Will It Be to Be There? Love to sing that song. What will it be to be there? Heavenly. We are going to be like the angels in heaven. Oh, praise God. We want to turn over here to St. John 1 and 41 and 47 through 51. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Behold an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, thereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Dear saints, someday we're going to see this. We're going to see Jesus coming in the clouds. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then if we're alive, then we will go out afterwards. We are going to see what we're preaching about this morning. It is a spiritual reality. The heavenly realm is a spiritual reality. And I tell you, it's everything that we can do to get there. We want to get there. Like we heard, we want to keep pure and live free from sin and be all that God wants us to be. We want to give our life for God, our life for the gospel, our whole life for God. That's what we want to do because we want to go to heaven. We want to experience the heavenly realm that God has prepared for us. It will be worth everything. It will be everything. Sometimes the enemy will come in like a flood and cause some kind of problem to disturb us. But dear ones, if we will go and pray to Jesus, He will deliver us and He will lift our hearts. And there's no reason why we should ever be discouraged about anything. Just get your mind and heart set when those things come. I say, Lord, help me to hold on. Because, you know, after you live a while, you realize that things change and things get better. If you'll just hold on to the dark times and hold on to God, it will get better. And dear ones, in this life, we may suffer some things, but if we'll hold on to what we got and stay safe, stay encouraged, stay where God wants you to be, you are going to experience the heavenly realm someday. You are going to experience angels and God above all. God above all and Jesus Christ. You're going to be able to see Jesus just like Thomas did. You are going to be able to see the nail prints in His hands. You're going to worship Him for saving your soul. And you will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. You will be created into an angel. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but I have a touch of the scene in my mind. A touch of it. As I read these stories about angels and read about heaven, it's all through the Bible, dear ones. If we'll just investigate and read this and study angels from the beginning to the end, heaven is poured out into the Bible, poured out into the scriptures. It's not a complete dark thing. It's a reality. These were delivered. These saints were delivered by angels. We were delivered. We got some keys. I've heard other stories. People, it's amazing what God can do when we get in trouble. We need God. God can do what we can't do. Stay close to God. We don't know what's going to happen next. But we know one thing. We know in whom we believe, and we can trust in Him to help us. Praise God this morning. Oh, I thank the Lord. He is able to help us. And you shall see heaven open. And And you're going to see these things. In St. John 3 and 48. Praise God. Well, I must have that wrote down, just not quite right. But let's go over to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1 and 21. The angels look into our lives and they wonder about it. They wonder about the gospel story. 1 Peter 1 and 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. The angels desire to look into the gospel. How they see the redeemed. It says one place here, if I got it just right, yeah, Luke 15 and 10. The angels rejoice. Do you know when someone gets saved? Someone gets saved in this meeting, or someone gets saved at Monarch. Do you know the angels are rejoicing before God in heaven over one sinner that repented? So the angels are watching all the time. They're watching what's going on. And Luke 15 and 10. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. So when the saints are rejoicing, the angels are rejoicing with us. And, you know, I'm going to tell something that this was told me by the saints, okay? And I believe it was years ago, I don't know if it was back in the 80s, the young people were singing specials. They were singing and practicing, I think it was. And they heard some voices singing with them. Does anyone ever hear that story? Anyone hear that story here? Well, I asked Sister Rosie about it. Because they told me that story. That the young people were singing and they could hear voices singing with them. Was it the heavenly realm? Was it? Yeah. Was it the angels joined in singing? And they said this is a common thing. Now, I'm just repeating what I've heard. That when we're singing, it could happen, and it could be happening, that the angels are singing with us. You know what? It's a wonderful thing to think about heaven. Wonderful thing to think about how real heaven is. Oh, I thank the Lord today. Luke 20 and 35. When we're sitting in heavenly places, we're not alone, dear ones. We're not alone. Luke 20 and 35. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Isn't that wonderful? Equal. There's some scriptures I want to get a hold of over in Luke 1:26, the business of the angels, messengers. Angels have a purpose. They have a purpose of helping us, ministering to us, or they have a purpose. They're sent from God to give a message. And I'm going to read just a little bit of this bit. Luke 1 and 26, it says here, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth. The angel Gabriel, he had a name. He was sent from heaven to talk to Mary. And the angel said, angel came in unto her and said, hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast her in mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. Now this is an angel talking to her. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be? An angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And then the angel says, With God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. You know, that was a wonderful story, wasn't it? The angel came to Mary. The angel also came to Zacharias. And you know, let's read over here in the second chapter of... I want to get the part about Zacharias. Okay, Luke 1 and 11. Zacharias had went to the temple, and an angel appeared to Zacharias in the temple, and they wondered why it was taking him so long to come out. The angel was telling him, You're going to have a son named John. His wife was older than he was, and he doubted. And so, when they were he's having this talk with this angel. Now, saints, if an angel does appear to you, believe the angel, okay? God might not be too happy with you if you don't believe the angel. And, you know, if the angel comes, believe what the angel says. Be real good and be real polite. Because Zacharias, he says to that you're going, Zacharias, thy prayer is heard. Wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And he goes and tells him about it. And then, this is an 18th verse. This is what Zacharias says. Now he's in the temple. He's talking to an angel. When I read this, I just said, Zacharias, what were you seeking? Why didn't you believe God? I don't understand you. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. Lack of faith. And I know there's times that we all have a little bit of lack of faith. We need our faith increased. All of us need our faith increased. But dear ones, we need to believe God. We need to believe what God tells us. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel. I remember one time I was going through a hard place in my life. I said, Lord, would you send Gabriel to visit me? I'd really like to visit Gabriel. And then after a little bit, I said, Lord, I repent for what I said because that's probably asking way too much. I'm probably asking way too much. But you know what? I believed it. I believed if God wanted to, He could. He could send Gabriel to help me. But you know, it says, And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God. And I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And this is kind of the reception I get. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Because you didn't believe, you're not going to be able to talk until this baby's born. And when he came out, he couldn't talk. And they thought, my, something happened to him in that temple. We don't know what happened, but something happened to this man. And he can't talk now. And then they want to name this baby all kinds of names. And he says, give me a piece of paper. His name is John. Believe me, you better name him John. You better do what God says. And so, This is another story that how the angels came. Oh, praise God. You know, the Lord is with us. I want to read a scripture over here in Matthew. Maybe I'll close out pretty soon here. Matthew 25. Actually, there's a few chapters in the scriptures in Matthew I want to read. But I just want to encourage you this morning about the heavenly realm. And when you have Bible worship with your children or you have your own worship, you know, children like to hear stories. And they love to hear about angels. And maybe you could read some of these things to make heaven seem more real to these children. You know, heaven is real. And we want to do everything we can to make it to heaven. And Matthew 25 and the 30th verse, it says here, 31, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. All the holy angels are going to come with Him. I want to read Matthew 26 and the 12th verse. You know, well, that's not the one I want. I want the one, Angels 26, maybe somebody can help me. But it's where the Lord said he could call 12 legions of angels. Pardon? 53? Yes, okay. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and He shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? He was telling Peter, you know, Peter did not want Jesus to be crucified, and he struck that man and cut off his ear, and the Lord healed the man. And so what he was trying to tell Peter, put up your sword. Quit trying to fight this carnally. If I wanted to, I could ask God to send me 12 legions of angels. So I looked up, what is a legion? How many is a legion? Anybody know? 6,000 angels. So if you times 6,000, one legion is 6,000. You times that by 12, it's 72,000. 72,000 angels could have came and set Jesus free. But He chose to die for us. I tell you, it's wonderful. The gospel story is just wonderful, isn't it? What God would do for us. You know, there's a lot more I could read about. Remember the angel at the tomb? The angel came, and in the 20th chapter of Matthew, in the second verse, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set upon it. His countenance was like lightning, His raiment white as snow. And for fear of Him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for He is risen, as He said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. There was another time that the angel came and rolled back the stone, something that was too much for the women or the men, you know, this heavy stone that was there at the tomb. But the angel did it, and the angel was there. All I tell you is wonderful when we look into the heavenly realm and look into something beyond this world, saints. We're going there. That's where we're going. That's where we're headed for. And it's a wonderful anticipation. It's a wonderful thing to think about, how real heaven is. Oh, I thank the Lord today for that. And I want just to read this a little bit more, Lord willing. I want to read about, and I think it's Luke 2. Oh, I thank the Lord. Yes, Luke 2. We might finish it up with that, Lord willing. Luke 2, it says here, the shepherds were abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night in the 8th verse. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see the thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. So there was a multitude of angels, heavenly angels, heavenly hosts, praising and praising God because Jesus was being born, and letting the shepherds know about Jesus. A multitude of angels sees there is a realm, a heavenly realm, that we're just looking into a little bit today. But I tell you what, it's beyond anything we can imagine. It's beyond anything we can imagine. Saints, I want to encourage you today. Do everything you can to hold on to God, because heaven is really going to be a wonderful, glorious, marvelous, holy place, a beautiful place, something that will be worth everything to make heaven. You know, when I'm telling a few stories before I quit about going into heaven. I remember when Jerry's mother was dying. She couldn't talk, and she couldn't make, you know, she was really low. But just before she died, she raised her head, and her eyes opened big, and she turned her head and looked around. And it was just like a sign, and she quietly passed away. And then Jerry's father, I wasn't there, but they told me, I remember I wasn't there because my dad was sick, and I went to Virginia, West Virginia, to see my dad. I thought he was having a heart attack and dying. At the same time, Jerry's dad was dying. And he was in the hospital, and I went to see him before I left. But when he was dying, they said, and Dad would tell me, Jerry's dad told me many times, he was a little bit afraid of dying, and he just was just a little bit afraid. And he was saved, but he still, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And I'm telling you what, even though you're saved and sanctified, we need God at that time. But you know, he was dying, and they said that I believe Tammy was there, I'm not sure. Tammy can testify this. He clapped his hands just before he died at the hospital. He had kidney failure, and he suffered greatly with that kidney failure. But you know, dear ones, God was merciful to him. And you know, the saints are merciful people too, you know what I mean? But you know, he was dying, he was saved. And you know, he clapped his hands. He seen something, and he clapped his hands. And all that made me feel so good to know that Dad went to the heavenly realm. That's where he went. And then I read about some of the different ones in the Bible, and I've read different ones of stories years ago. And I was a little girl that was dying one time. It was in a track we have, and her little sister came in and talked to her, and I think her sister was maybe saying she was sorry if they had any little arguments. You know, children, when we're young, sometimes we argue with our siblings or something, but we need to ask the Lord to help us. If we're saved, we need to ask the Lord to help us. Just put that in there. We need to be ready for heaven at any age. But you know, this little girl, she was afraid to die at first. And her mom came in there and was trying to work with her, and she said, she looked over towards the window, and she goes, "I see something. I see a bunch of little children, and they're calling for me, Mom. And you know what? I'm not afraid to die anymore." She's seen a heavenly vision. The Lord let her see that. And then she quietly passed away. And there's been, if you read it, some of these books that the saints have, you know, just years, or maybe you experienced being with someone that died, you will know that there's lots and lots of stories about them having a glimpse of heaven. I remember Catherine Williams, she was one of our ministers, and we went to see her not long before she died, and she said, "There was an angel standing at the foot of my bed. He came at the foot of my bed. I seen an angel. He's coming for me. I'm going to die pretty soon. An angel came, and I see the angel." D.L. Moody was, you know, years ago, he was a minister. He worked a lot with Sunday school. He had raised up a lot of Sunday schools for little children, and children that were on Skid Row and things like that that needed. And, you know, he worked with a lot. He was a good man, D.L. Moody. But, you know, it says when he says, "Someday you're going to see an obituary that I have passed away and I'm dead." He said, "Don't believe a word of it." He said, "I'll be more alive then than I ever was." I want to say something today. Someday, if you're alive, you may see that I have died in this world, in this flesh. But you know what, Brother Michael? I'm going to be more alive than all of you. I'm going to be more alive than I ever was here. I really believe with all my soul I'm going to go to heaven. I've worked for it. Not that I'm anything, but I've tried to be like Paul. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith, and I want to be ready to be offered up. Got saved when I was 18 years old, and I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm 64, and soon, if I live to October 6th, I'll be 65. And you know what? God has kept me saved. It's not me. It's the grace of God. I've had a wonderful life, a wonderful life. I'm not complaining, but I've had some hard times. But those little hard times, it's like the memory that I put those hard times in the back of the memory. And I let all the good come forward. You know, that's the way we need to be. Think about the good things in your life. The wonderful, wonderful, not the hard places. Let's think about the wonderful things. We're saved! Praise God. We're saved from sin! We're sanctified with the Holy Spirit! And we're ready to go to heaven. Oh, you pray for me. I want to be ready. I don't know. You know, you think about it as you get older. You think, well, I got 10 more years, or do I got 5 more years, or do I got 20 more years? Why does it really matter? Doesn't really matter in one way, does it? Because we know when we're ready, we're ready. We're ready at any time. So you pray for me. I hope I encouraged you this morning about the heavenly realm. Love you all. I'm glad I got to be with you.